Intentional Integrity, written and read by Robert Chestnut.
There's nothing new about bad behavior, but technology has created new integrity dilemmas. As a lawyer who's worked in public service and in corporations, the evidence is clear to me that proactively addressing integrity dilemmas is far better than cleaning up the damage they can cause. Anyone considering advice about integrity should ask an obvious question. Who are you to tell me how to behave? Maybe Rob Chestnut knows what is legal since he's a lawyer, but how does he know what is right? People are naturally wary of anyone who is trying to influence how they think or behave. So here's my background. I'm a middle-aged white guy from the South. I was an only child with a Marine Corps father who left when I was 13. Thanks to my mom's hard work and my uncle's generosity, I graduated from both the University of Virginia and Harvard Law School. I then worked as a federal prosecutor before joining eBay in 1999, and I've worked in high tech ever since as both a legal officer and an advisor. Now, like most people, I've faced integrity dilemmas where I wished in hindsight that I or the organization I worked for had made different choices. I don't pretend to be a superior judge of personal decisions or what's right or wrong in the abstract. Nor do I have a foolproof system to inoculate your workplace from amoral actors or criminals. But I do have unique experience sorting out ethical dilemmas for disruptive business platforms. I distinctly remember my very first e-commerce experience. It was 1998, and I had an unusual hobby. I created art prints by manipulating the surface of instant camera photos. To make it work, I needed a specific camera, the Polaroid SX70. Problem was, Polaroid no longer made the camera. So I looked for used ones at flea markets and swap meets. Somebody told me that a new auction.com called eBay had vintage cameras among its listings. I went to eBay's homepage and typed in SX70 in the search box, hoping I'd find one or two. The search returned dozens. I was amazed, dumbfounded, actually. At the time, I had no idea that that moment would change the course of my career. People are basically good. After law school, a clerkship with a federal judge, and a short stint as a civil constitutional law attorney with the U.S. Justice Department, I joined the U.S. Attorney's Office in Alexandria, Virginia. Coincidentally, an integrity issue involving a colleague led to my first significant promotion. A federal judge found that a prosecutor at my office had knowingly withheld exculpatory evidence from a defendant charged with kidnapping. After the prosecutor was moved out of his leadership role in the criminal section of the office, I took over his position running the major crimes unit, and within weeks, the FBI came to my office and presented me with the prosecution of Aldrich Ames, a former CIA officer who spent years spying for what was then the Soviet Union. The consequences of Ames's spying were horrific, literally deadly. Because of the intelligence Ames shared with the Russians, a number of U.S. operatives were arrested, and some were executed. At least 100 operations were undermined, and U.S. national security was directly compromised for nearly a decade. Ames is still serving a life sentence today.